Welcome to Alberta Wildlife Stories. Joining me today is Luke Squires, and we are here to make an exciting announcement. We are super stoked and have been working tirelessly to bring you the Alberta Wildlife Stories website and the launch of the first issue of the Alberta Wildlife Stories e-magazine. So you can find the e-magazine on the website. When you head over there, you'll also find another very cool way of taking in the magazine, which is the audio version of the magazine. The audio version is pretty much like a podcast and an audiobook with radio ads. It's a really fun project that we made, but just so you know, you will never find it on podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll always have to check it out at our website. There is an audio player on the website where you can listen to the podcast, or where you could listen to the audio magazine, and where you can also download it for free. I'll send you an email link to download the audio magazine, and you can follow along, you know, with the flipbook online as well. Luke, hello. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Aaron. Doing good.
How's everybody doing? We're all doing good.
Nice.
Stoked to kind of just lay out the framework there of the big announcement first thing. But there's a lot of other features on the website. Luke, why don't you tell us about the blog section?
Oh, the blog section is just going to be posts from yourself and I, maybe some guest writers here and there, just kind of random information about, you know, our observations from here in Alberta, from hunting, fishing, the outdoors, cooking, you name it. Anything that isn't going to be featured in the magazine, you know, there's going to be a pile of content there for people to go back to and enjoy more content.
Yeah. And what I really like about that too, is that when you go into those blog articles, you can like them, you can comment on them, you can add your 2 cents and everything there. So you can join in along with the conversation there, which I think is a really cool element. Something worth noting is that, yeah, on Spotify, for those that have commented on Spotify, we can't reply to you. So Spotify just lets you pin comments, but you can't reply to them. So hope people don't think that we've been rude out there. But digressing from that, speaking of the podcast, on the website, there is a listen tab where you can listen to the podcast, and you can also, again, find the audio version of the magazine. Again, in that magazine, you'll find articles from local Albertans and people that have visited Alberta and wanted to write a story about their time hunting or fishing in our province. We were super stoked to bring that all to you. We're super thankful for all the contributors, everybody that wrote in an article, sent us pictures, recorded themselves. That's something we should mention about the audio version again, like you were mentioning before, Luke. It is narrated by the authors.
Yeah, it adds like a definite sense of like emotion, and you're getting the whole story from the guys who experience these hunts. And yeah, like you said, haven't seen this anywhere else before. So I think it's something new that we're bringing that people are going to enjoy.
Yeah. And yeah, it's hard to try to think about everything that we've been working on, because this is more than I've ever really announced at one time. And I'm like, we want to cover all the bases here. So
yeah,
narrated by the writers themselves. And yeah, we can't thank them enough for their time sending in articles, writing articles, sending in pictures, sending in themselves, reading their articles, going over everything with them. It's been really awesome. And then also a big thank you to all of the advertisers that advertised through the first issue as well. Lots of, well-known companies and lots of mom and pop shops throughout Alberta. Couldn't be happier to bring a platform to everybody to share their incredible businesses in this province.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge shout out to all the writers and the advertisers for sure. The advertisements, as you're flipping through the magazine, all the advertisements are hyperlinked. If there's something there that piques your interest and you want to learn more about that company, go ahead and click it. It's going to open a new window for you, take you to some products, take you to their web pages, so you can learn more about the people that are, you know, supporting this project with us.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because again, there's just so much stuff here on the website that we've been trying to compile into one place, that to try to make an announcement about it is like running out of breath trying to remember every little thing that we have here that you can check out. So It's exciting, but it's a lot to try to cover in this conversation.
100%, dude.
Alrighty, so going from there, so you got the home button that'll give you all your navigation, typical website, everybody knows how to go through that. E-magazine with the flip book and the audio version. You can listen to the podcast, listen to the audio magazine, all from the website. So just trying to get everybody to head over to albertawildlifestories.com so you can enjoy all of the stuff from our province in a multitude of ways. Again, from there, you also have the news section, if you wanted to mention a bit about that maybe.
Yeah, 100%. In the news section, we're going to have all the most current events and upcoming events happening here in Alberta. For example, right now on the webpage, albertawildlifestories.com/news, you'll find an article on the Alberta Wildlife Stories first annual 3D shoot, which we're stoked to bring to you guys. On there, you're going to find things like location, the shoot schedule, amenities, parking, the cost, and also be able to directly go to the registration page through two different tabs for individual registration and the family registration. So it's going to be a great spot to keep up with all kinds of current events. If you're trying to be part of the community here in Alberta of hunters, fishermen, archers, you name it, it's going to be a hot spot for keeping up with us.
Yeah. And then, at the bottom, it just has the first issue of the e-magazine, but again, yeah, that's really all together. A lot to announce again, but we've been just plugging away from a basement and a garage to bring you all of the stuff. And we are super, super stoked to be sharing this with you guys. Other things coming up that we'll probably be adding to the news here right away is the Edmonton Boat and Sportsman Show. That's running from Thursday, March, what is it, 14th? Yeah, to the Sunday, the 17th. Specifically in there, on the Saturday, March 16th, at the Edmonton Boat and Sportsman Show, both Luke Squires and myself will be at the Precision Edge Taxidermy booth there to meet people, hang out, and I couldn't be more stoked to join Hunter at his booth there, as he's going to have a lot of wicked displays, including just two absolutely phenomenal deer taken from our province. That would be joking. But yeah, no, so Luke's deer and my deer, we're saying goodbye to them. They're going to be at his booth. And then, he's got a ton of amazing mounts that he's going to be showing off from the 2023 season, and just some beautiful animals that were taken from the province this year, and awesome displays that he's going to have with this kind of like double booth there. Yeah, he's showing us pictures of the wall that he's going to have, and it just looks phenomenal. So you're definitely going to want to stop by, check out all of Hunter's work. He even has an article in this magazine worth checking out there too. And it's probably the next biggest event for us is just going to be stopping by there and hanging out and meeting everybody. And then after that, what we got in May?
Straight into bear camp.
Yeah, spring bear. It's here, baby.
We're almost here. There.
Yeah, winter's almost over, but so why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, spring bear camp, gonna head out with I think 12 other gentlemen. We're gonna do a big bear camp where we're gonna have podcasts going from the day-to-day hunts, trying to catch the raw emotion and try to catch some stories. Aaron and I both have never killed a black bear before, hoping to tag out on a couple beauties. And, going to be a great time, some good laughs, good stories, and hopefully some good hunting.
Yeah, man, and I am super, super stoked for that. And just to touch on it real quick, you're going to use the 303?
Yeah, I'm going to use my grandfather's Lee Enfield, my late grandfather. I inherited 303 British, so I think that's what I'm going to haul into the first stand and hopefully get that rifle another kill.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful sentiment to go along with your first bear for sure. And as listeners may have heard, I'm going to be trying to take mine with a traditional bow, with a longbow, and that's an added challenge I'm really looking forward to. I've been practicing a lot to feel very confident out there in that circumstance. I'm stoked for that.
But yeah, that's sweet.
Thanks. But yeah, and then, that's going to take us right into End of June, beginning of July, so Canada Day long weekend, where we have that 3D shoot that Luke was talking about in the news and events section on the website. So to register, you can check it out there. That'll bring you to all the registration forms and everything, and we are stoked to be holding that and bringing the community together, like Luke mentioned. And then, yeah, we go right into the summer, and then I think we're going right into general fall season, so lots of stuff coming up. Those are kind of the three big things, I think, for us that we're really looking forward to. Stoked to get to the next guests coming up on the podcast. We've got an exciting lineup of people coming to talk and share stories from our province, and looking forward to doing more of the audio or the e-magazines and the audio versions as well. So just to touch on that real quickly too, before we go, the e-magazines will be out quarterly right now, so four times a year. We'll be doing four issues every year, so keep on the lookout for that. We'll be sharing those, of course, every time they drop, and really excited to share those separate audio files that you can listen to enjoy with the magazine. But yeah, Luke, I don't know, is there anything else you want to add, man?
I think we got it, dude. I'm just so stoked to launch this.
I know, me too. It's we've been sitting on, I was telling someone in DMs the other day, I was like, really wanted to spoil it and tell them about it. And I was like, man, I can't even give people a Christmas gift on Christmas anymore, or a birthday gift on their birthday. I'm like 3 days before, and I'm like,
take it.
Here. So I'm glad that you helped me bite my tongue and not tell everybody on Tuesday. And here we are. This is actually the night before the launch. So tomorrow morning, yeah, we are going to be sharing all of this with you, including our voices over this right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. Pumped.
But yeah, before we hop off, Luke, I want to thank you for everything, joining Alberta Wildlife Stories, helping with everything that you've helped with, doing all of this. Because as everybody knows, we are both fathers and full-time workers, and it is an exhausting task for one person to take on. So for us to team up together and run all of this has been very inspirational, I guess. I'm trying to think of the right word. But yeah, I thank you a lot for all your help, Luke.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And it's, I'm just happy to be part of the team.
Yeah, man. I'm super, super stoked. And I'm super stoked for everything to come. This, for all the work it took to get here, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be so much more to this website too as we go forward. There's going to be more reasons to come back. And we're currently working on those tabs now. So to keep bringing people back, reasons to come back, see more content, enjoy what we're putting out, hopefully bring more attention to Alberta to get the world-class attention it deserves, because this province is such a mecca for hunting, fishing, anything outdoors that we think that it just needs to be celebrated. So that's the whole goal with this project, and super stoked to be part of it.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. And I'm really stoked to, like you said, have these things coming down the drain pipe. There's so much stuff we've done. And like we were saying, this is only the beginning. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff that we have coming to the website that we can't wait to share with you. I couldn't have said that better. And yeah, I think ultimately, that's pretty much.
We got her.
I think that's pretty much it. So thank you guys. If you've listened to this, it's basically just us telling you to go online and look at a website, which everybody's capable of doing if you found this. But we are just really stoked. We're really excited. And again, we just want to thank everybody, all the listeners, supporters, writers, readers, advertisers, everybody that's really kind of coming together to bring this into a reality. And yeah, looking forward to bringing it more into reality and offline in person this year with a lot of the events and stuff too. So all in all, could be more stoked. But yeah, I think we're going to have to wake up tomorrow morning and share all this stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, you guys take care.